Mapping the ocean and what lies beneath is especially challenging in the Arctic, where ice jams the sea. But as the North warms and ice melt opens up waterways, countries are competing to know more about the seabed, especially about potential oil and gas deposits. Alaska Republican Congressman Don Young wants to dedicate money specifically to mapping the Arctic. He's introduced a bill that would spend $20 million over 2 years to develop hydrographic data and another $10 million specifically to map the extended continental shelf. Today in Washington, a House subcommittee on natural resources took testimony on the bill, including from the executive director of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission, John Farrell.
Mankind has better maps of the moon than it does of the Arctic sea floor. And it's now time to fix that as more ships head north.
Captain Farrell of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, directs the Office of Coast Survey. He says most of the Arctic waters that do have charts were surveyed with obsolete technology, some back in the 1800s. And Lowell says most of the shoreline along Alaska's northern and western coasts hasn't been mapped in 50 years. He testified today that NOAA's budget to map the seafloor all over the nation is $100 million. But Congressman Young asked him why the Arctic doesn't have its own budget.
You're not addressing the Arctic individually.
It's not called out specifically, no, sir.
It should be, because this is where the action is going to be. Right now, we have countries that are disputing the United States, and we're on the back burner about where the borders are, where the navigational needs are questioned. And I don't think Captain NOAA has been very neglectful in their mapping. I've been through this a long time, and it's sort of, we got time, we'll take time. You're running out of time, and I want you to understand that.
Captain John Lowell with NOAA says his agency is focused on mapping the Arctic seabed as much as possible.
NOAA has invested considerably in surveying off Alaska. Much of it has been unknown for many, many years. We're watching where the cruise ships are going. We're watching where perhaps the emergency port of refuges are. We're looking at the Great Circle Route. All of these areas we're directing both contract and NOAA assets to work on. The Arctic itself has not really been accessible up until now, so we have, obviously, we can't survey where we can't get to.
Lowell says mapping the seabed is useful for navigation safety and security, especially as more ships travel north, and also for delineating the American continental shelf and understanding climate change and its growing impacts.